Oh, you made it. Some of us in the church think it might be a miracle, but you made it. Well, on behalf of Father John and myself, all of the faculty at our school, and all of your parents and grandparents and family members that have gathered here today, we want to say congratulations for your graduation from our eighth grade. And we hope and pray at this Mass that all 42 of you will continue to grow in your understanding of the purpose of your life and service to others and faithfulness to Jesus. You know, you are now part of a very, very select group of, over 9 years, 261 young men and young ladies who graduated from St. Elizabeth Parish School. Some of our alumni are here with us today, and we welcome you back as well. So you're now part of a special group of people, and we hope and pray that as you go forward, when people look at you and the opportunity to be part of your life, and the recipients of your good, they'll think back, oh, must be doing something good there at St. Elizabeth, because look at the wonderful people who are part of their young community. Now, it was only 3 weeks ago at this spring's harmonium and band concert, Mrs. Shanley may remember way back then, that there was a wonderful duet done by two of your classmates, Mara and Liz. It was called For Good by Stephen Schwartz. Remember that? Well, being the old man that I am, I never heard of that song before. So I do what any good young person who just got out of grade school does. I went to Mr. Google, and I checked out the lyrics. And I said, there's some wonderful things in this song, if you listen closely. I've heard it said that people come into our lives for a reason, bringing something that we must learn. And we are led to those who help us most to grow, if we let them. And we help them in return. Well, I don't know if I believe that's true. But I do know that I am who I am today because of you. Goes on a little later to say, because I knew you, I have been changed for good. A little later, so much of who I am is made from what I learned from you. Because I knew you, I have been changed for good. Now I hope and pray that the first level of the application of the words of that song is with your own classmates and friends here. By your time together, by the many wonderful things you've done in and out of the classroom, by your accomplishments academically and athletically and artistically, and more importantly, spiritually and relationally, you have touched each other's lives in a way that has really brought good into each other's lives. To have known each other, to have allowed each other to be part of each other's lives, brings good. And that's a challenge for you to continue with others that you meet, that they would say, because of you, I have been changed for good. I suspect that if you were the one who was standing up here speaking, any one of you, you would undoubtedly say to your moms and dads and family members here that same affirmation. Because of you, these young graduates want to say, you have brought good in their lives. It's because of what they learned from you that they are the people they are today. So part of our gathering tonight is not only to honor you, but to give God thanks for these wonderful people who have made your opportunity for education here at St. Elizabeth possible. But tonight I'm going to ask you to take a third step. Beyond that sense of closeness and friendship and fellowship you have with your classmates who have enriched each other's lives, beyond that spirit of gratitude for your family members and teachers who have certainly given you the opportunity to become better people by what they've shared with you, to imagine yourself saying or singing those same words to Jesus himself. Can you imagine saying to Jesus, Lord, because of you, I have been changed for good. See, Genesis says that when God looked out at everything he had made, he knew it was good. God made each and every one of you for good. Paul says that for those who love Christ, everything in their lives will ultimately work out for the good. We hope that we've helped you to grow in your faith in Christ so that it will bring a deep, profound goodness into your lives moving forward. Because of Christ, our prayer is that you have been changed for good. So when you hear the words of the song the next time, for good, remember the good you've brought into each other's lives. Be grateful for the good that your family and friends and teachers have brought into your lives. And pray that you will continue to believe that because of the Jesus you have met together with us, your lives have been changed for good.